So our daf today is daf Samach, page 60, but we're going to start on Nun Tes Amud Aleph. That's 59A, about 8 or 9 lines down. Very briefly, and we're out of the most complex part of this discussion, and what we've come out with is that Gidul, that means growth, is in fact Mevatel the Ikar. That's what we came out from source number 7, which we drew on the board over here. The case of Shvius, the situation was that a person had a bit of Shvius produce. It was a seed potato like we described. It grew in the 7th year, took it out the ground, you put it in the ground on the 8th year, and then it grew another 90%. We said that the Gidul, the growth, is Mevatel the Ikar. That was the Maskana from case number 7. We then asked that as a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonason, these two cases over here. They said that the Gidul is not Mevatel the Ikar, and they ring-fenced that case. They said the case of Shmita is different because the earth is what's crucial, and putting it back in the earth sort of resets the clock. They hold in principle, these two opinions hold that the Gidul is not Mevatel the Ikar, whereas the opinion of Rabbi Yanai is that across the board, Gidul is Mevatel Ikar. That means the growth is going to nullify the starting point. Now what we're coming out with is a machlokes amiraim on this fundamental question. Is a gidul mevatel the ikar or not? That was all background from really 2 days ago. What we asked at the top of this amud, which is such an important question, is let's go back to our Mishnah. What did we say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah spoke about nedarim. And the Mishnah said that if a person takes a neder, and it's a zera hamiskayim, that means it's a seed potato. It's not a seed which disintegrates, but it's a seed which remains and grows from there. The Mishnah told us that the gidul is asur. Our Mishnah told us that if you have a bit of isur neder, means this little seed potato that is asur with a neder, and you then grew from that big potato, it's asur. And that's going to be a kasha on Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai who says that gidul is mevatel the ikar. Our Mishnah is saying that in the Dorim, the Gidul is not Mevatel Ikar. So the Gemara answered a very basic thing and said that it is a case of a Dover Shiyosh Lamatirin, that Nadarim is not going to work as a Bittul because a Neder can be removed. And since I have a way in the Dorim of making that not Asur, why use Bittul when I can eat it in a Heter way by going to ask on my Neder? So that was where we're up to at the moment. In principle, we have a machlokes amiraim whether gidul is mevatel, isur or not. Rabbi Yana holds that it is based on source number 7. And our problem was, what about nedarim? Why is nedarim not going to be misbatel? And our answer was, because it's a davar shiyosh lamatirin. Now, Alan asked a very important question yesterday, and that is, typically, what is an example of a davar shiyosh lamatirin? Let's say an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. It's going to become mutar and matzah Yom Tov. So it got mixed into my cholent. Why should I eat my cholent now, or all the other eggs? Why should I eat them now? Eat them on matzah Shabbos, because it inevitably will become mutar. The problem is that a neder is not a ticking clock. It's not something that will automatically become mutar. It can become mutar. Alan, this is your question. It can become mutar through a heter, but it's not inevitable. There's a difference between the davar shiyosh lamatirin of a neder and the davar shiyosh lamatirin of say, an egg laid on Yom Tov. So how can you call a neder a davar shiyosh lamatirin? We're going to see the answer to this in a moment. That, in a sense, a neder is a ticking clock because you are obliged to have a neder removed. You should not leave your neder sitting on your head. Any other davar shiyosh lamatirin, which could be removed but is not inevitable, we won't treat as a davar shiyosh lamatirin, and it will be batel. It means the chumrah of davar shiyosh lamatirin is that it's inevitable that it will become mutar. Then don't count, don't rely on bittel. That is the rule. But we're going to treat nedarim as an inevitable because you have a mitzvah to remove it. Let's see that inside now. Yes. Okay. Interesting. Good question. Okay. Those are great questions. I don't know. Okay. This is why what Stephen was saying earlier, that we need more than a day for each of these pages. Let's go. So the Gemara says we are now 8 lines down. The line ends truma. Vahare truma. So you're telling me that the general rule is that a gidul is mevatel le'ikar. You, Rabbi Yanai, hold that generally the growth nullifies the root. And you're telling me that the exception is Nadarim, because Nadarim are a davar shiyash lamatirin, vahare truma, when it comes to truma, de'iboy, if you want, mitshalallah, you can renounce your truma. How do you do that? A farmer designated his truma, and then he changed his mind, he wanted to take the truma from somewhere else, he can go and get it annulled. So we see truma is also something that can be annulled, ubatli, and yet we find that it is batel, beroy, with the majority, detanan, because we learnt in a Mishnah, sa'ar truma tmeya. Look at this Mishnah. It says one unit of truma, that is tamei, shenafla lepachos mimeya, that fell into less than 100 chulin of non-truma, tirkav, the whole thing must be left to rot. What do you see? If it fell into 99, then the whole thing needs to get left to rot. Halameya, says the Gemara, if it fell into a full 100, tale, it's in fact going to be batel. We see that by truma, there is bitul. And you're telling me that by nadarim, there's no bitul because it's a davar shiyash lamatirin. But truma is also removable. It's also renounceable. So it should have the chumra of a davar shiyash lamatirin. So we say, Omri, they said, Betruma biyad kohen askinan. We're dealing with the truma when it's not in the hands of the farmer. It's already arrived in the hands of the kohen. And when it's arrived in the hands of the kohen, it's not renounceable. Deloy matzi mitshilala. He cannot remove the status of truma from it. Says the Gemara, ihachi ayma seifa. If that's the case, look at the end of this very same Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if it was pure, timoker lekoyen, then the Yisrael can sell it to a koyen. What's going on over here? Our case, remember, in the Reisha was that one unit of truma tmeya fell into 99 units of chulin, of regular food. It says, let the whole thing rot. We deduced from there that if it fell into 100, it's batel. And now this, you want to tell me that the Reisha is when it's in the hands of the Kohen already, but the Sefer says that if it's Tohoira, the Yisrael can make a deal with the Kohen. What does he do? He goes to a Kohen, he says, look, I have here 99 units of Chulin and one unit of Truma. I don't know which one is the Truma, but it's Truma Tohoira. One of these is yours and 99 are mine. I just don't know which one is which. I'll sell it to you. I'll sell it to you at a discount of the one unit that's yours. Right, so again, Ihachi, I'm a safer look at the case, part B of this Mishnah. If it was pure truma, timakar lekoyen, sell it to a koyen. So we see that we must be talking about that it's still in the hands of the Yisrael. So why can't you redeem it? Why can't you remove it? We're talking about a Yisrael who got it from his maternal grandfather. You can have a Yisrael who is a Yisrael, but his mother is a Kohenes, and his grandfather is a Kohen. His grandfather can receive truma, pass it down to him, but it's not redeemable. So we want to say is, the Yisrael's got nothing to do with it. We're saying both in case A and case B, it's unredeemable, but even though it's in the hands of a Yisrael, but if it's Tmeya, he's got to let it rot. And if it's Tohira, he can sell it onto a Kohen. So again, we're dealing with a Yisrael that got it in some sort of inheritance from his mother's father, from his maternal grandfather, says the Gemara of Akhtani Seifa, but it says in the latter part of the Mishnah in part B, Timakir lakoyen, sell it to a koyen, chutz midmei oisoso. You got to sell it to a koyen, excluding the one so'o that doesn't belong to him. It doesn't belong to the Yisrael. But if he got it, let's say, as an inheritance from his maternal grandfather, even the Tzah of Truma is his, and he doesn't have to discount it. He can sell it for the full value of the 100. Remember, if this is an inheritance, it's his. He doesn't owe it to a Kohen. It's already been to a Kohen and been passed on to the grandson of the Kohen. So you're trying to tell me that case A in the Mishnah is when there is no option of redeeming it, and it's not a davar shiyash lamatirin. But there is option. It must be the case is that it's in the hands of the farmer. It has to be. Case A is that it's in the hands of the farmer. Ela ema, what we're going to say is as follows. Bishlema, and this is what I was telling you. Bishlema koinomo is to understand banadorim. Mitzvah le'itshule aleim. It's a mitzvah to remove the neder. And therefore, Mishum de Rabbi Nosson, where do you know that it's a mitzvah to remove your neder? Because of the teaching of Rabbi Nosson, to Amar Rabbi Nosson, because Rabbi Nosson said, Kol anoider, anyone that takes a neder, kilu bana bama. It's as if he built a altar. V'amakaymoy, and one who lets it remain. Now, makaymoy means that he leaves the neder in place. He's observing it, but he's leaving it in place. Kilo maktir aleh korban. It's as if he is brought a korban on it. What do you see? You've got a chiyuv to remove your neder. Don't sit with nedarim, even if you're a big tzaddik and you can keep it. We don't want you with a neder. So we see that a neder is to an extent inevitable that it will be removed, and that's why it's a davar shiyosh lamatirin. But truma, when it comes to truma, my mitzvah li'itshulei Allah, what mitzvah is there to remove it? Full stop. So we've come out with a fascinating thing. Generally, as we're proving from case 7, Rabbi Yana is going to hold that Gidul is mevatel the ikar, like we find by Shvius. And he'll say it across the board as a principle. The growth cancels out the source, the root, the little seed that we started with. However, there's an exception, and that is called davar shiyosh lamatirin. And for that reason, nedarim in our Mishnah are not batel. The growth does not cancel out the item that was your item of neder, because nedarim are davar shiyosh lamatirin. Go remove the neder. Oh, why is truma not the same? Because truma is optional to remove the truma, to deconsecrate the truma. Whereas nedarim is an obligation, and therefore it's almost inevitable. This is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf something, in Yoredeya. I'll have to just check where it is exactly. Yoredeya in the Kuf base, which is the laws of Davar Shiyosh Lamatirin. There's a whole chapter in the laws of Taroivis, which says generally we have bittul, but there's a chapter of exceptions where there's no bittul. And one of those examples is davar shiyosh lamatirin. And over there it's brought down that if it's inevitable that it's going to become mutar, then it's a davar shiyosh lamatirin. But if it's not inevitable, then it's not a davar shiyosh lamatirin, and bittul will work. But nedarim is going to have the status from this Gemara of a davar shiyosh lamatirin, because to an extent it's inevitable because the Torah wants you to take it away, like Rabbi Nosson said. Very good. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Let's go back to a previous discussion. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yochanan, litra betzalim, one unit of onions. Now remember, onions is davar she'ein zarikale. It's something that the seed always remains, and you're going to have an ikar and a gidul. So litra betzalim, shetikna. What happened? You fixed it. That means you took your trumas and maestros from this unit of onions, v'zara, and then you planted it. Now this was case number 4. You remember over there we had a unit of onions that has been tithed. And we then planted it, and now it expanded an extra 90, and now it is a total of 100 units. It was 10 units, but it was clean, meaning it had trumas and maestros taken. And now we've got another 90 that has grown from it, that doesn't have trumas and maestros taken from it. What do you take trumas and maestros from? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mis Aseres lefi kula. You take Maaser from the whole 100, not just the first 10. And the question is, why? If we're holding that the Gidul is Mevatel the Ikar, even Lekula, which means the Gidul, the growth, according to Rabbi Yanai, can wipe out the status of the starting point, and it's gone. So over here, why do I have to take... Sorry, let me just get this straight. So in this case, one second, no, so it's good. So we're saying the Gidul is Mevatel, the Ikar, even against you. I mean, here it's working for you, the growth is being Mevatel, the Isur. Over there it's going to work against you, where the growth, which requires tithing, is going to be Mevatel, the starting seed, which did not require tithing, and the whole thing requires tithing. So again, that's the case, right? So Amar Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Litra Betzalim. We have a unit of onions, Shetikna, that you fixed it, meaning you took Trimis and Maishvas. Vizara, and then you planted it. Mis Aseres, Lefikula, you take Maitse from 100%. Yosef Rabba was sitting, V'ka'amar Lahosh Maitse. Rabba was busy teaching this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rav Chista said to him, Man Tzois Lecha Ul Rabbi Yochanan Rabcha. Who's going to listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe? Heter shebahen laheichan holach. What happened to the heter in it? Meaning, where did it go to? Where did the heter disappear to? That was his argument against Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So again, Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that you have to take trumas and maestros from the full 100%. Rabbi Zaira said to him, Rav Chista said to him, well, who should listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe? Where did the heter go? That 10% was already sorted. Why are you doing it again? Amar lei. So replied Rabbi, Mi loitnan, Tikavos, or did we not learn the same thing in a Mishnah? We've seen an identical thing in a Mishnah, and that is the case of Bitzalim, Sheyardu Aleim Gushamim. Onions that fell upon them, rain. This is case 6a. What happened? We had onions that were growing in the sixth year, so they had a starting seed of heter. And then they grew into the seventh year, and it rained on them and they grew. So what's happened now? We have a seed of heter with a growth of isur, and what did the Mishnah say? Vetzimchu, and they sprouted in the seventh year. If the leaves are dark, blackening green, meaning they're rich color, because they've received growth from the seventh year, and the rain actually did something, asurin, then they are going to be asur. Hoiriku, if they are pale, mutarin, then they are fine. What do we see from this Mishnah? We see from this Mishnah that the growth of the seventh year comes and is mevatel the ikar, the starting point. So he said, you're asking me from my case of Trumas and Maestros, and you're saying the words, heter lahechan holach, what happened to the heter? So too, you should ask on a Mishnah, right? V'chishchoyrin, when the leaves get blackened, and you know that there's been a growth in the seventh year, amay asurin, why should it be asur? Leime heter shebohen lahechan holach. You should be asking the same question. What happened to the heter? So basically, Rabba defended himself. Rabba quoted Rabbi Yochanan that the heter disappears in case 4. Said Rav Chista, where did the heter go? Says Rabba, you should be asking the same thing on a Mishnah in case 6a. Right? Amalei.
Maybe the heter is there, but it's, you can't assume what's Mutsu and what's Asim.
Okay, so really this is the same thing, and this is what the Ran started off this whole discussion with, and that is, there's two issues over here. Does the growth have separate identity, number one, and number two, is that separate identity going to cancel out the original? So now what he's going to say, what Rav Chista is going to say now is, don't bring me a proof from 6. When it says in case 6 that it's going to be Asur, it's talking about the growth. It's answering question 1, that the growth does have a separate identity, but it's not saying that the heter disappears, because Rav Chista holds that the heter doesn't disappear. Right, that's exactly what the Ran's going to say, and this, by the way, is what forced the Ran to say what he's saying. The Gemara keeps changing between two issues. It's changing between an issue of identity and an issue of betel. So what Rav Chista is going to say here is that, inachinami, granted that this 6a teaches us that it has separate identity, but it's not telling you that the heter has disappeared. You're telling me that the heter has disappeared and I have to take Trumas and Maestros from the full 100%. Let's read that inside. Omerlei, 3 lines down, replies Rav Chista, Mi Sovar, did you understand in case 6a, al Ikar Ktani, that it was saying that the source, the seed is Asur, Atosefes Ktani Asurin. It's referring to the growth that's Asur, meaning that it has a distinct identity from the seed. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case. So what are you learning in case 6a? You're telling me in case 6a that what? That the growth is Asur, but not the seed. And the heter remains. That's what Rav Chista wants to say. Ihachi, if that's the case, my Asur, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the Meimar. What did Rabba, that's what Rabba wants to say. Rabba wants to say that just as his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan said over there, that the heter disappears. Sorry, again, 1 second. Rav Chista, yes. So Rabba wants to say the heter disappears over there, just as the heter disappears over here. Said Rav Chista, why should the heter disappear over there? And don't bring me 6a. 6a is not saying that the heter disappears. It's saying that the Isur has a distinct identity. Says the Gemara Ihachi, if that's the case, that it's just talking about the growth, my Osir Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel the Meimar. What is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel going to say? In other words, why does Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel argue on this? To Tanya, we learnt in a brisa. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hagodel b'chiyuv chayev. That which grew in a state of isur is asur. Hagodel b'ptur potur. That which grew in the potur time is potur. Meaning what? He made a distinction between the ikar and the gidul. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, that which grew in the sixth year is mutar, i.e. that the seed, and that which grew in the seventh year is Asur. Tanakama nami hachik, so question mark. In other words, you, Rav Chista, are telling me that in case 6a, Tanakama is telling me that only the gidul is Asur, but the seed is mutar. Then what's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to be making that distinction between the Gidul, i.e. the part that was grown in the state of Isur is Asur, and the part that was grown in the state of Heter is Mutar. So what's Tanakama and what's the Machloikis? So he answers, Tanakama Nami Hachi Omar. Tanakama is saying the same thing. Well, that's maybe still part of the question. So we answer, Kula Mas Nisin Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, K'tani Lo. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That means there's no argument over here. Va'ad kan lo shamas le Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Sorry, 1 second. So just stop over there for a moment. So what are we coming out with? It's not a machlokes. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel distinguished between the heter part that grew in the 6th year and the isur part that grew in the 7th year. And he said the isur part is asur and the heter part is mutar. So, oh, it seems like Tanakama is going to argue on that and say the whole thing is asur. And that would be a good proof to Rav Chisda. That would be a good proof. That would be a good proof to Rav Chisda that you lose your heter. Answers the Gemara, no, the whole thing is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And says the Gemara onwards, it says, Ba'ad kan lo shamas le Rabbi Shimon Gamliel de lo katarach. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel only said that when he wasn't toreach, aval hecha de katarach, when he put in effort, batil beruba, then it is going to be batil. Now let's look at the run over here. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel only made this distinction when you didn't do a tircha. Even though you can't bring a proof from here, that means you can't bring a proof from 6a that what? That the heter is in fact going to remain mutar. It's not a problem. Even though we say over here in case 6a, the gidulin loy mavatli ikar, that the growth is not mavatli ikar, says Rav Chisda, you can see in case 6a that the growth is not mavatli ikar, legamre, hani mili haicha deloy torach, lebetulet. That's when you didn't put in effort to be mavatlet. Aval haicha dekot torach, when he toiled for it, kihocha, like case 4, delitra betzolim, shezora bekarka, where you actually did an action, Asu gidulin a mavatlin ikar legamre. Over there it is going to be mavatl le ikar completely, full stop. So there was an active, there was an active bitul that was going on. Before we ask that, let's just summarize and get this completely clear. So what did we come out with? Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yochanan quotes case 4. Case 4 that we learned that the heter is misbatl, it disappears. Comes along Rav Chisda and says, where did the heter go to? Says Rabbah, what are you talking about? Case 6a was the identical thing. The heter disintegrated. The heter, give me 1 second, said, came along Rav Chisda and said, where did the heter go? Said Rabbah, give me 1 moment. Yes, that said Rabbah, case 6 is identical. The heter also disappears in case 6. So Rav is bringing case 6 is identical to case 4 that the heter disappears. Comes along Rav Chisda and he says, no, in case number 6, when we said it's asur, we weren't referring to the ikar, we were referring to the gidul. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that the gidul is asur and not the ikar, why is Rav and Shimon ben Gamliel arguing? So he says he's not arguing. Really, this whole thing is Rav and Shimon ben Gamliel. It means the way that he's going to learn it, the way that Rav Chisda is going to learn this is that the heter is still mutar. And he's going to hold in that case that the only need to take trimis and mice is from the 90, not from the 10. And this whole case over here was Rav and Shimon ben Gamliel. Right? And what's it teaching you? The part that grew in the 6th year is mutar, and the part that grew in the 7th year is going to be asr. That's what Rav and Shimon ben Gamliel is holding. And it's all Rav and Shimon ben Gamliel. Give me 1 moment.
He's looking at
1 second.
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel
de Loikotorach. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was saying that it's over there where de Loikotorach. In other words, what is Rabbi going to do with this? If you merge this and teach me that this is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and it's only talking about the Gidul and not the Heter, but the Heter remains Mutar. So what's he going to do over there? Rabbi says that the heter disappears. So he'll tell you here is different. Here the heter is not going to disappear, but there you were actively mevatel. So it seems like we defend a machlokes. We're going to keep it as a machlokes. Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan are going to say that in case 4 it's batel. Even if you tell me in case 6 it's not batel, the heter is not batel, I'll tell you that's because you didn't toil for it. So Rabba is going to hold in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's batel in case 4, even though it's not batel in case 6. And Rav Chista is going to say that it is batel in both of them. Right? So Rav Chista is going to say that it is not batel in both of them. That's how we're going to come out. Rav Chista is going to say it's not batel in both of them. Take Trumas and Maestras from the 90, not the 10. And it, as you see in this case, not the 100, as you see in case 6a, that the heter is not nullified. And 6a is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he says the growth is also, but not the ikar. That's the approach of Rav Chista. And Rav is going to say, no, in case 4, it's batel because you actively put it into the ground. Even if you tell me in case 6a that it's not batel, based on Rav and Shimon Gamliel. That's how we're going to come out. So I just want to think, what have we added in our whole discussion? Our general rule is that Gidul is... So we have to think this through. Just because I'm a bit disturbed by this. There was another Rabbi Yochanan here that we may have to reconcile. Let's just go on and see how the Gemara does it. So the Gemara says, V'chol heicha dekotorach. What's coming out according to Rabba? According to Rabba, in case 4, since you put in effort, it's going to be batel, and you have to take trumas and maestras from 100. Says the Gemara, V'chol heicha dekotorach batel beruba. Whenever you put in effort, you actively do something, you're going to tell me that it's batel beroiv, meaning that the gidul, the growth, cancels out the ikar, the root. Vare litro maiser tevel. In the case of a unit of maiser tevel, the kotarach, where you've put in effort, the kotani, and we taught, the oiso litra, that unit, maiser olav mimokom maaser olav mimokom acher lepi cheshbon. Which case is this? We've had this case before. It's one of our cases. But which case was it? This was the case of Litra Maiser Rishon. Right? This was the case of Litra Maiser Rishon. I'm pretty sure that it's this case over here, which we had before. We said what happens? That you had a Litra of Maiser Rishon Tevel, of Maiser Tevel. This is untied produce. See, this was the case of the reverse, where you have the ikar is asur and the heter is mutar. And what did we say over here? That you have to take oisa litra maisra la mimokam acher lefi cheshbon. You have to take trumas and maisras from this one. Even though you planted this unit of tevel, you planted a unit of tevel, it grew beheter, right? Why did it grow beheter? Because it was during the Shemitah year and there's no trumas and maisras. So this part is from the sixth year and it's therefore obligated in trumas and maisras. This part is from the seventh year and is therefore exempt from trumas and maestras. And we said I have to take trumas and maestras from the ikar. What does that show you? Even though I was tarach, even though I put in effort to plant it again, nevertheless, I still have to take trumas and maestras and it's not batel, which seems to break the principle we've just said that when you toil for it, it becomes batel. Says the Gemara, shiny gabe maeser, it's different when it comes to maeser. To Omar Kra. Because the pasuk says, "Aser to aser, you shall surely take maaser." There's a stringency, there's a chumrah by maaser. Even though, in general, when you toil for something, like we had previously over there, that you're going to have, it's going to be batel. Over here, by maaser, there's a chumrah that comes from the pasuk of aser to aser. You must surely take maaser, right? One second, vehetayra zari inshi. Isura loy zari inshi. People plant things that are permitted and they don't plant things that are asur. Let's just see this inside the run before everybody asks questions. So we say shiny gabe maiser, it's different by maiser. Do amar kro aser to aser is called tvasarecha. You shall surely take maiser from everything that you plant. The teira zari inshi, people plant things that are permitted, the surah loy or zari inshi, and people do not plant things that are forbidden. Kaloi mar, what it means to say, Rachmana Omar, the Torah says, Da'af zar achash zar ato, even your plants that you have planted, shumatukan kvar, that are already sorted out, that are already tithed, tachzor v'ta'aser, you must go back and take ma'aser to batil la'ikar l'gabe gidulin. That's taught from a pasuk. Meaning, case number four, how do we know that you take trumas and ma'asers from the whole thing? Aser ta'aser. Don't just take tithes from things that are untithed. You sometimes even take tithes from things that are tithed. That's where the Torah is telling you, case number four, that you should take ma'aser again. Aser ta'aser. In case four. Why does that pasuk of aser ta'aser not apply to this case which we call challenge one? Because our challenge number one against these opinions over here, we call it challenge one. This case over here, when it grew sixth, in the sixth year, and that was obligated in Maaser, and it grew more, this is called Tevel, this unit over here, the Ikar was Tevel, and the Gidul was Heter, why don't we apply Aser to Aser, and say that it's not Batel? Says the Ran, that Umidichsiv Zaracha, your produce, Mashmedaka de Hetera. This Chumrah that we have in Maaser, that it is going to be retired, is only when you planted something that is yours, i.e. mutar, right? Right? That's when what we're talking about. So what we come out with is, we have to put this all together now. We're going to have to try and come out with some principles. But what we're saying is, that case number four, the halacha is, you're going to, like Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to take ma'aser from the 100%. You're going to retard the 10% because of a gzeiras hakosuv of aser to aser. However, in case to the C1, that we called case C1, where over here the root, the ikar, was the isur, was the tevel, and the growth was the heter, we're not going to apply the aser to aser to retarget, because the pasuk was referring to what's yours. Aser to aser is called tevas zaracha, yours. And this is not yours because it started off the isur. People don't normally... Well, not retard. Maybe I'm using the wrong word. Aser to aser means I've got a chumrah that you're not going to have bittul. That's what... I'm going to have a chumrah that... One second.
And then you'll have to tar it.
So what we're coming out with is that in this case over here, the halacha is that, what's the halacha in this case?
You still have to tithe.
I've made a mistake over here. I'll tell you what the mistake is. I want to just write in one more thing, and that is, we're ending up with the machloikes in this case over here. This case over here, we're ending up with the machloikes. Okay, this machloikis is Rabba, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, is saying that the halacha is over here, you take trumas and maestras from 100%. Okay, and then we have the opinion of Rab Chista, who challenged him and said, Heteira la'echan hola, where did the heter go to? He says, you only need to take trumas and maestras from 90%. Says the Gemara, we find over here, in case 6a, that the halacha is that you have a heter root, and the growth was isur. It was the sixth year root and the seventh year growth. And what did we learn over here? We learned over here that it is mutar. Right? We learned over here that it's asur. Kaimusur says Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan, where did the heter go to? And they want to bring this case as a proof for themselves. Said Rav Chista, no, that's not true. When it said Asur, it means the growth is Asur. But the Ikar is not Asur, defending his position. Said the Gemara, but what about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made that distinction? How can you see what this Tanakhama doing? He said it's all Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Meaning that in case 6, we're going to come out that the growth is Asur and the Ikar is Mutar. Okay, that's what we come out with. It's Asur, Mutar. That's how we're going to come out over there. So according to Rabba and Rabbi Yochanan, why is it that in this case it is Batel? If in case 6a we're saying it's not Batel, why in this case is it Batel? So we're going to say the reason is because it's because of Tarach. Right? Over here, the reason is that you toiled. And once you were Tarach, so therefore it is Mevatel, the Ikar. Gidul is Mevatel the Ikar, according to... Is that correct what I'm saying? Correct. According to Rabbah and Rabbi Yochanan, I just want to see this. Give me one moment. And it's going to be higher than Meiser. So what do we want to say? Okay, I'm going to read from there again. You're telling me that whenever I'm toreach, I put in effort, it's batel. Vare litra maisa tevel. The case of this one over here, which you called case C1. The katarach that you put in effort because you replanted it. The katani, we learned, oiso litra maisa olam imokam acher. You have to take maisa lefi cheshbon according to the calculation, which means we're seeing that it's not batel. This case, the case C1, we're saying is not batel. So we say, shani gabe maiser, it's different regarding maiser, d'omarko aser ta aser. Be'etere zari inshi, yisura lo zari inshi. That means the chumrah that Rabbi is going to say in case 4, that you have to take maiser, is because you were toreach, and also the pasuk says you must take maiser even from that case. But in this case, he's going to agree that what? That it's not batel, and the reason why it's not batel is because you don't have the gzaras hakasuv of aser to aser to tell you that it's batel. That means the way that he's learning aser to aser, the Torah is telling you that the ikar is batel by the gidul, that the gidul cancels out the ikar. The pasuk of aser to aser tells you that the growth cancels out the ikar. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Rabin and Rabbi Yochanan is going to say. However, that pasuk does not apply in this case over here because you planted something that was asur, that was tevel, and therefore the aser to aser is called tvasar echo, doesn't apply. This rule of bittul doesn't apply in this case. That's what I'm going to learn.
Something that's asur, not yours. I mean, it is yours.
What does the Torah mean? So the Torah means when it says that it's yours, is that it's yours, is that it's not asur. Mashma debi isura loy asur gidulin umavatlin ikar. When it's an isur, then Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that it does not come and mevatel the ikar. So what we're coming out, I think that this all fits together very nicely. Rabbi Yochanan, one second.
Starting point has to be mutter for it to.
Okay, so Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, generally the gidul cancels out the ikar when you were tarach, but it needs to be a case where the ikar was a dover heter. That's how we're coming out. Let's go on. Gufa, we learned previously, and this is our last little piece. I think that it stands relatively freely. Gufa, we learned previously, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Tirta, Omer Rabbi Yanai. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Now this is over here, is case one. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yanai that what? Batzal shel truma. A onion of truma, shenotoi, that you planted it, verabu gidul of alikoroi, and its growth was more than its root, mutar, it is permitted. He holds that truma is cancelled out by the growth. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Yanai, which by the way we supported with source number 7, that a gidul, in principle a gidul, is mevatel, the isur. That's what he wanted to say. Says the Gemara, Lemaimra, is this to say, the gidulei heter, malinesa isur, are you telling me that growth of heter cancels out isur? Vatnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, gidulei truma, truma, that something that grows from truma is considered truma. Now this was a gzeira de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were concerned that every guy is going to go and plant his truma. What's a guy going to do? A farmer's going to take truma that makes his produce mutar, and then they go and plant it, and it disappears, and what comes up is now mutar. So the Mishnah says, Gidulei truma, truma, that the growth of truma is truma. So you, Rabbi Yana, are telling me that the truma is misbattled by the gidul, and yet we see that it's not from this Mishnah. So we say, Begidulei gidulin ko'omar. When Rabbi Yanai said his heter, he was referring to the growth of the growth. Now, look for a moment at the run on the previous page, 10 lines from the bottom, but Gidula Gidulin Kamrinon, Ki Omer Rabbi Yanai, when Rabbi Yanai said in case 1, Batzel Shel Truma, that he was talking about an onion of Truma, Loi Shoha Yuhu Atzmoi. It's not that the onion itself was a growth from Truma, Elami Gidule Batzel Shel Truma. It was a growth of Truma, meaning this is already two stages removed. I took an onion of Truma, put it in the ground. A clump of onions grew, and I took one of those onions and I replanted it. Meaning on the first time that they grew, they were all osur because of the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Trumois. But the second round is what Rabbi Yana is telling me, that the growth of the growth is batel. So again, back in the Gemara says, Begidule Gidulin Kamrinan, Rabbi Yana was referring to the second growth. Says the Gemara Hanami Tanina, we learned that also in a Mishnah, that it says, Gidulei Gidulin Chulin, that the growth of the growth is Chulin. So I don't need Rabbi Yanai to tell me something that's written in a Mishnah. So we said, Hakamash Melan, what he was coming to teach us was, Afilu Bedover Shein Zari Kalo. The Rabbi Yanai's Chidush was that even something like a seed potato, where the seed does not disintegrate, the second degree is Mutar. So what's coming out is, the first degree is Asur, under all circumstances, from Xaira de Rabbanon. And by the way, that's even Bedavar Shazari Kal, as far as I remember. That means, if you take Truma, you take grain of Truma, wheat kernels. Now wheat kernels are Zari Kal. There's none of the wheat left when it starts to sprout. It disintegrates. Nevertheless, Gidulei Truma is Asur mid Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made Xaira that the farmer can't jiffer the system and just replant all his Truma and get heter. So Gidulei Truma is Asur. Gidulei Gidulim is Mutar. The Rabbanon were not Goizer when Zari Kale. That means the growth of the growth. The farmer planted it once and then harvested that and planted it again. Then what grows from that is Mutar. Certainly if the seed disintegrates. Rabbi Yana's Chiddush was even when the seed does not disintegrate, the growth of the growth is going to be Misbatel if it's Roiv. That means you're going to need Roiv. When the Zaro is not Kale, then you'll have a Bittul. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yana. Says the Gemara Batnan, that we learnt in a Mishnah, HaTevel, when it comes to Tevel, which is Antaz produce, Gidulav Mutarin. The growth is going to be Mutar. Right? That means I have produce that's untithed, right? And I'm not allowed to snack from it. If I planted it, then what grows from it, I'm allowed to snack on as long as it hasn't been into the house. What do we see? That the first degree is already permitted. So we say, B'davar she'zarekale, aber b'davar she'ein zarekale, gidule gidulin osurin. 1 second. So the whole thing's a question. Okay, so Atevel Gidulov Mutarin, Bedovash Zarikale. Something that the seed disintegrates, then the growth is going to be Mutar. So when it comes to Tevel, the farmer can plant it and the first degree is already Mutar. Avaldovash Ein Zarikale. But something that the growth is not going to disintegrate, that means like a seed potato, Gidula Gidulin Asurin, even the second degree is Asur. How does Rabbi Yana reconcile that? Because Rabbi Yanai said that it's going to be mutar on the second degree. So we say, Ribuya de Rabu Gidulab, Gidulin al Ikar al Mutar. Right? Kamash Malan. He's coming to teach us that the growth, that the Gidul was more than the Ikar is mutar. What does that mean? 1 second. Give me 1 moment. Look at the gears of the run. Hachigarsin, and it's the last run at the previous page. Hasam de la Rabu Gidulin al Ikaroi. Over there, there was not a majority. That means, in the Mishnah which said that the Gidulei Gidulin al Asur is when there was not a majority. Hacha de Rabu Gidulin al Ikaroi. And Rabbi Yana is talking about when there was. It's beautiful. What comes out is like this. Rabbanan were Goizer on the Gidul, on the first degree. On the second degree, right, sorry, the Rabbanan were goyzer on the Gidul, on the first degree, whether it's Zarekale or Ein Zarekale, that's the way I understand it. On the second degree, the Rabbanan were not goyzer on a Davar She'ein Zare Miskayim, the seed disintegrate, they weren't goyzer. But on a Zare Miskayim, they were goyzer unless the Gidul is Roiv. That's what Rabbi Yana was teaching you, is that it's only Mutar in the second degree with a seed potato if you've got majority growth. But if the growth hasn't overpowered the ikar, then even second degree is going to be osur. That's the way I understand it. Okay, good. End of that sugya. It's an amazing sugya about bittul. It's exploring bittul in a very, very fascinating area of gidul, of the growth, as opposed to your typical bittul, which is either 20 eggs and one egg, where you can see all the parts. That's called biyavesh biyavesh. Or lach belach is when you drop a droplet of milk into the cholent, and it's just vatel because it disappears. And here we have that it grew, right? That the actual issu grew into something else, how the bittul works. That's really what we've been exploring. Okay, it's the kind of sugya that one could take these two or three daf and spend 6 months on. What's that? So the maskana is that zera of tevel in the first degree is going to be asur. In the second degree, v'dovash zarekale is going to be mutar. V'dovash ein zarekale is going to need a roi. That's how I understand it. Okay, interesting case. Okay, good. Let's read the Mishnah and we'll probably wrap up like that. Okay, the new Mishnah, the new Perek says, O Hadron Allah Hanodim in a Yerek, Koinom Yayin. A person says, I take a net, I'm not going to drink wine. Now, what this Mishnah is going to explore is how do the time frames work? If I say I'm not going to drink wine today, when does today begin and today end? I say this week, when does this week begin and this week end? Says the Mishnah, Koinom Yayin Shani Toyim. I'm not going to drink any wine hayoim today. Eino osur ela ad shetechsha. He's only osur for the remainder of the day. We don't say that it's 24 hours, ma'es la'es, from this point onwards. We say that it is until dark. Shabbos zu osur. Shabbos zu, if he says, I'm not going to drink wine this week, osur b'chol ha-shabbos, he may not drink wine for the entire Shabbos, v'shabbos she'ovra, and the preceding Shabbos. What they're talking about, if a guy on Saturday afternoon said, I'm not drinking wine this week, he may not drink wine Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, plus that previous Shabbos, meaning the Shabbos when he made the neder. Why is it called the previous Shabbos? Because in Jewish terms, the week starts on a Sunday. Sunday is really day one of the week. But he said, I'm not going to drink wine this week. What's this week? Sunday through Friday, right? Sunday through Shabbos, plus the Shabbos She'ovra, the Shabbos when he made the neder. Why? Because he was standing there saying, this week, if he just wanted to say today, he would have said today. So when he says this week, it must be the upcoming week. The upcoming week is 7 days, plus the day that he's standing on. Chodesh zeh asur, this month is asur. So chodesh zeh, this month, asur b'chol ha-chodesh, he is asur for the entire month, v'rosh chodesh lahaba, and the Rosh Chodesh of that month. What's going on? A guy stood on Rosh Chodesh and he said, I'm not going to drink wine for this month. What's included? The whole month, plus the current Rosh Chodesh. What's the current Rosh Chodesh? The one he's standing on. Why is it called Lahaba? Because Rosh Chodesh is part of the month. You see, Shabbos, we called it the Shabbos She'ovra, the previous Shabbos, preceding Shabbos, because he was really on the last day of the previous week. Over here, he's on the first day of the current month, and therefore that day, Rosh Chodesh, is called the Lahaba. Yes, and he's standing on the Yom Aleph, the first day of the month. Shana zu asur. Shana zu, he says, I'm not going to drink wine this year. Asur b'chol ha-shana. He may not drink wine the entire year. Rosh Hashanah la'asid lavoi. And the Rosh Hashanah of the current year, meaning the Rosh Hashanah that he was currently standing on, is also going to be asur, because he was standing on day one of the year. So basically all that we're saying is when you say this year, you mean the entire year, including the day you're standing on, which is Rosh Hashanah. When you say the whole month, you include the Rosh Chodesh, which is the day you're standing on, the first day of the month. Right? Right? Exactly. Yes. The Chiddush is on the Shabbos one. The Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, I don't see a Chiddush. But I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink wine this year, and I'm standing on Rosh Hashanah. It's quite clear what I mean. I mean from today until the end of the year. And similarly on Rosh Chodesh, I say I'm not going to eat or drink wine this month, and I'm standing on Rosh Chodesh. It's obvious that the remainder of today is included. The Chiddush is that Rosh Chodesh is part of the new month. That's what we're really saying.
On the right, the question is, Chodesh Haser or Chodesh Chodesh? The translate. Isn't that done? Doesn't include the following. Okay, it's saying the same thing. It doesn't include the following one, but it, yeah, okay, good. Now, again, Shavuazeh, if he says, I'm not going to eat, drink wine for this 7-year period, this Shemitah period, also b'chol haShavua, he's also for the entire 7 years, b'shviyus she'avra, and the Shemitah that he's currently standing on. Because remember that that is exactly the same as Shabbos. The Shemitah that you're currently standing on is the final year of the previous cycle. If he took the neder and said, I'm not going to drink wine for the 7-year period, he must be referring to the upcoming one plus the one that he's currently standing on. V'im Omar, but if he says, Yoim Echod, one day, Shabbos Achas, 1 week, Chodesh Echod, 1 month, Shona Achas, 1 year, Shavu Echod, a 1 7-year period, Osim Yoim LeYoim. Then we do it as a 24-hour period. He says, one day. If I say 2 day, then it's up till sunset. But if I say 1 day, then it's 24 hours from the moment that I make the neder. If I say 1 week, it is 7 days from the moment that I make the neder, liyoyim liyoyim. Okay, ada Pesach, if a person says, I'm not going to drink wine up until Pesach, asur ad shiyagia. It is asur until it arrives. Right? Ad shiyahay, until will have been Pesach, asur ad shiyaytse. He's asur until Pesach has left. Ad lifnei Pesach, up until before Pesach, Rabbi Meir Omer Osir Ad Shiyagia. Rabbi Meir says you can't drink wine until Pesach arrives. Rabbi Yossi Omer Osir Ad Shiyaytzei. Rabbi Yossi says it's Osir until Pesach departs. We'll have to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. It seemed pretty logical what Rabbi Meir was saying. Please God, we'll pick that up tomorrow.